Grade 7 Conference, Lecture 16, Language Arts Continued. In the last lecture, I referred to books and reading lists and book reports. Every school works differently with this, but it's not uncommon for children grade 5 and up, and certainly in grade 7 and 8, to be responsible for a certain amount of outside reading, books that may be assigned to everyone or in which they have a choice from a list, and then they're asked to write a book report, and usually to do an adaptation of the cover of the book as their book report cover or a scene from the book or something like that. And once again, you know, if you have all the time in the world, okay, you want to do that sort of thing because you would really want to take some time with this, which is to say, number one, that have you read that book yourself? So maybe you're giving the children a wide variety of choices. That means you have to be reading a whole lot of books in advance. And as you will notice, if you actually do read those reviews, even if you give the children a kind of structure, you know, say something about the background of the book, who is your favorite character, what was the scariest part, or something like that, you'll see that the children will generally write in a pretty minimal way, and that they will tend to draw pretty heavily from the book content rather than from themselves. You see that children are still relating to books at this time, either in a very external way, or that what is affecting them about that book is too deep for it just to come out in writing and a composition. They can't quite articulate it. Now, these are reasons that, you know, it's not a bad thing for them to read books and try to articulate their experience. But I would make this suggestion. You know, once again, you want the writing that they do to be really, really good. You want it to be something in which you play a very large role, which means out of main lesson material. If you feel it's important for them to be accountable to you for books that they are reading, why not do it in a conversation? Once again, you're going to have to have read the book yourself, or at least have a pretty good grasp of it, and then ask them questions about it. That way, you're able to make sure that they actually have read it, because children have their ways of, you know, getting around that. And nowadays that Cliff's Notes and Spark Notes and all of these other internet guides are so available to them, you want to be sure they're reading it and not availing themselves of some shortcut. And secondly, in the conversation, you're working with their answers to go on to what the next question would be. You may really be able to elicit, once again, particularly with the boys, a real response to the book, to sense something that really lives in them from that book. And I should also mention, you know, that Steiner does speak about the importance of everything in seventh grade, all the language arts, having a great deal to do with the children's speaking, with their ability to express themselves in speaking. So perhaps a book review would be a good place to get started on this. Or maybe you're all reading the same book and you have a discussion with small numbers of students as well, and kind of book club response to it. So I just mentioned that. I think that reports of all kinds are gravely overestimated in terms of their value for students. But a conversational response, a conversation about the book, may be of much greater value. Now, it may be that you're not the one doing those book reviews, so you don't really care about what I just said. because you have the language specialist who's working with your class. And here, again, we face the modern Waldorf classroom, 21st century, where a certain amount or a whole lot has been taken out of the hands of the class teacher, mainly language arts teaching, except the block or blocks that you might do, and mathematics, again, except for perhaps the algebra block that you're planning to do. We'll be talking about that later on. Everything else, the day-to-day rote work with basic skills in arithmetic and the work in math that you did in the earlier grades, and the basic work in grammar, vocabulary, punctuation, all of that has been taken out of your hands. Why? Because it's too important to be left with you, because they're not going to get tested on ancient history. They're not going to get tested on the physics that you taught them in their SATs or anything like that, but they sure as hell are going to have to prove that they understand arithmetic and mathematics and that they are conversant in the language. So in the name of helping you out, because you have such a huge workload, the school is actually delivering a great and grand insult to you and to the profession of class teaching altogether. I call it the incredible shrinking class teacher. So, you know, once again, you're given more time now to do the so-called important things, which I think really are very important, but language arts may not be one of them. I would say, even if somebody else is doing that that day-to-day work and extra mains, you should still be involved with the books that the children are reading, with their composition writing, and indeed also with their work in grammar. This is deep, deep stuff. As I said, Steiner cared so much about it that he spoke of doing it for 10 weeks in the original Waldorf school. And I think it's essential that the class teacher play a very large role in that. Now, I want to say one last thing in terms of, you know, general considerations about language arts, and this is the problem of the boys who can't write, the boys who won't write, the boys who are struggling. I'm sure in your seventh grade class you have one or two or maybe more who are basically still somewhere between third and fourth grade level in their ability to write. You probably have some children who are certifiably dyslexic or learning disabled in one way or another. It certainly is a growing part of the Waldorf school terrain, particularly in the charter schools where you can't screen and be as selective as you might in an independent school. So what do you do with those guys? You just have the parents sign a waiver that you're not responsible for the fact that their child is functionally illiterate when she graduates from eighth grade, or that he or she, you know, just can barely express themselves in writing. You just tell them your child won't be able to go on to the Waldorf High School. Good luck somewhere else. This is a very big issue. Now, once again, it's late in the game. It's the time of miracles is probably drawing to an end. So what can you do? This is what I suggest. Very much what I've suggested in earlier grades with math, which is that you get together on Saturday mornings with a small number of students who need help in this area. They may be the same students you're helping in math as well. There generally is considerable overlap, but nonetheless, there may be a few different ones as well. And you work with them on the basics of writing a composition. Now, I'm not saying you're going to turn around dyslexia or, you know, real severe disabilities, but as far as that child can go in his or her, and it's mostly going to be his written work, this is the best that you can do. And I suggest that you talk to the children in advance before you start this workshop. Talk to them about what they really love the most. It's probably going to be, you know, pitching in the Little League, or my favorite video game, or why I like to skateboard. It's probably going to be, you know, physical, media connected, perhaps technologically connected. It's going to be all of the stuff that's forbidden in the Waldorf school. And I would say, let them eat of that forbidden fruit rather than completely starve in terms of their linguistic skills. So have them write about things that they love in however simple a way. This is one of the reasons that they're not writing that much, because they're still not mature enough or developed enough or whatever to appreciate all of the great stuff you've been giving them all these years. Their interests lie somewhere else. Even Waldorf schools cannot meet the needs of every child. So find what they're interested in. Describe how you begin to play your video game. What do you need to do to get started? Instruct me. I'd like to play your video game. Teach me how to do it in written words. Make an instruction manual. Or describe what you feel like when you stand at the mound and you're about to pitch to the best hitter on the other team. You know, talk about what your muscles feel like and what you're doing with your eyes and your hands and what is the crowd doing at this moment or something like that. Or, tell me about a morning spent skateboarding. Who are your friends? What are you guys doing? What do you talk about when you skateboard? Leave out all the profanities, please. Something like that. I guarantee you that is going to lead somewhere. Not everybody, not certainly them all. There are some problems that are going to be intractable for a long time. But it's a big step to show them that you're willing to go 95% of the way towards them and their interests. And this may awaken something, and you may find a power of expression that's there, that, no, they can't tell you a whole lot about, the importance of Julius Caesar for the later Roman Empire, and they're not going to give you an eloquent description of what happened in physics class, but something that they live in, something with which their will is connected, something may bubble up there that starts in one way or another, and maybe not for a few months, maybe not for another year, that will start to show itself in the other writing that they're doing as well. So I would just say, at this point, working with the boys, working with language arts in particular, you simply cannot be too Waldorfian. I don't think that we have, in our current method of practicing Waldorf, the magic keys for getting boys to write. I think we have to go in a very different, bold, experimental direction. Give that a try and see what comes of it.